Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Fullerton.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Sushen.
And we are your MCs for today.
As you would know, I'm also a candidate standing in Sembawang GRC, so I just came down from Sembawang. How about you, Alyssa?
I came down from beautiful Bishan, and it's fantastic to be here in wonderful Fullerton.
And I'm so glad the weather is holding up for us.
Yes.
We all know that we are here today because we care for Singapore. We know that our votes count, and we want to show our love for our nation, right?
Can I hear a louder cheer, please? Show your support, Singapore! Yeah, wonderful! This afternoon will be a time you can hear from our comrades, men and women with conviction and fire in their hearts, people who have stood up to rise up to the challenge of leadership in a time when the world is facing a crisis. These are people who are courageous, and these are people who will continue to serve with care and compassion, with heart and dedication. Our speakers this afternoon are the realization of PM Wong's vision of a fresh team with diverse experiences and voices.
Let's welcome our comrades on stage and give it up for Miss Indrani Raja.
Woo! Mr. David Ho. Woo!
Dr. Syed Harun Abashi.
Miss Bernadette Giam.
Mr. Jagar Tishwaran Raju.
Mr. David Neo.
Madam Haslina Abdul Halim.
Ms. Gohan Yen.
Assistant Secretary and Minister Chan Chun Sing.
Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong.
And finally, Secretary General and Prime Minister, Mr. Lawrence Wong. First up, let's welcome a seasoned leader and a steady hand in Parliament. And it's a sharp thinker. Let's give up for Ms. Indrani Raja.
My fellow Singaporeans, we are 6 days into GE 2025. In 5 days' time, we will be going to the polls. On that day, in that quiet moment, when you are standing in the ballot booth, you will be deciding the future of Singapore. That vote that you cast will decide what path our nation takes, what kind of society we will be, and which political party will form the government, and importantly, whether the team that forms the government will have the bench strength to do all the things that need to be done for you and for Singapore. In the opposition rallies over the last few days, there has been much heat but little light. There have been unrelenting attacks on the PAP. There have been criticisms on every single PAP policy. If the opposition is to be believed, you would think that everything is wrong in Singapore. But that is not the case. Look around us. Look at what's happening in the world. And look at us here. In a world that is roiling with geopolitical tension, we are an oasis of peace and stability. The very fact that all of you can stand here side by side, multiracial, multireligious, is testimony to that. Despite the economic uncertainty of the past few years, we have managed to achieve growth. Other countries are being torn apart by polarization and division. Here, we have made unity our strength. This was achieved by a PAP government working together with Singaporeans. This is not to say that all is perfect and that there are no issues to be tackled. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying that if we are fair, and I think we can agree that with the PAP as the government and with PAP policies, we have done better than most. The question is whether that is going to continue to be the case going forward. It's not a given because it's a changed world. That's a fact. Nobody knows that better than all of you. Raffles Place is the heart of our business district. This is where you feel the pulse of business and finance. You know the world has changed. The question is, how are we going to navigate all the challenges ahead of us? We face complex challenges on the international front: tariffs, protectionism, and the breaking down of international norms. And there are many challenges domestically. We know your concerns: cost of living, jobs, housing, retirement adequacy. How are we going to tackle these? The first thing we need is a team. The right team. PM Wong has assembled a fresh team with a mix of experience and potential new office holders who will bring fresh energy and new ideas. The opposition has been selling you the myth that it's okay to vote more of them and fewer of the PAP, and somehow you will get the same results. That's not true. You will not. And I believe that all of you, every single one of you standing here today, know it. Many of you work in companies that are organized by teams. We have all played team sports. We have all worked on team projects. And we all know, if you keep pulling out team members, you won't be able to produce the same results, no matter how hard you try. The opposition says you can just substitute with others, but you and I know it's not just a matter of numbers. It's also a matter of experience and skill sets. So, of course, you can have new people, but it takes time for them to come up to speed. And if the opposition truly believed that it is just a matter of numbers and anyone will do, then it shouldn't matter which candidates they field and where. But you can see how carefully they have calibrated their teams and the electoral divisions in which they stand, or not, as the case may be. They know the value of having the right team in the right place. They just don't want you to have that insight when it comes to the PAP. PM Wong has put together a team with that right mix and that right blend. Not for himself, but a team that can work with you and for you and for Singapore. The opposition's narrative is, vote for them because we need alternative voices in Parliament. They make it seem as if it is a binary choice, as if voting PAP means that there won't be opposition voices in Parliament. But that's not true. What the opposition never mentions is that having alternative voices in Parliament is guaranteed. And it was the PAP that made sure of that. We amended the Constitution so that no matter what, there will always be at least 12 opposition members in Parliament. And the opposition has not hesitated to take full advantage of this provision to their benefit, but they never tell you that. At the end of the day, you, all of you Singaporeans, you are the ones who get to decide who gets into Parliament and who does not. You are the ones who will decide who are constituency MPs and who are non-constituency MPs. But it is important for you to know that it is never the case that there will be no alternative voices in Parliament. It is not a binary choice. But what is really even more important than opposition providing an alternative voice is your voice. That is what matters to the PAP. As government, we carried out the Forward SG exercise so that we could hear directly from you. As a party, we walked the ground and we listened to you to understand your concerns, your hopes, your fears, and your aspirations. We are determined to address all of these and the many other challenges that lie ahead with fresh resolve. We have set out in our manifesto our plans for the future based on what you have told us, and we have designed the policies and the programs to achieve our shared vision. We know that cost of living is on top of people's minds. The opposition has sought to make an issue of GST. We've explained why it was necessary to fund healthcare costs for an aging population. And the bulk of GST is collected from high earners, tourists, and foreigners, and this revenue collected is used for Singaporeans. And we have buffered Singaporeans against the GST increase with the assurance package, effectively delaying its impact for 10 years for the lower income and 5 years for the middle income. The cost pressures we are feeling now are mainly externally driven. We will continue to provide support to shield Singaporeans from the full impact of this. We have CDC vouchers, GST vouchers, cash payouts, utilities rebates for household expenses, and more. We have lowered preschool fees and enhanced support for large families. Education and healthcare are heavily subsidized. Each item taken by itself may not seem as much, but when you add it up, it is substantial. We know that Singaporeans worry that this help may be just temporary. But for the PAP, our assurance is that we will provide support for as long as necessary. But we also understand your desire for assurance that you can afford things on your own without support. And that is why our other big focus is the economy, generating jobs, and finding ways to allow you to earn higher incomes. We will work on helping students to get internships and to help fresh graduates to find jobs. We will also do more for older workers, especially those who have lost their jobs. We know that when you lose your job at an older age, it is harder to find another one. It is also hard to retrain. We know that. The Skills Future Level Up program is designed specifically for this group. But we will also work with employers to encourage them to give older PMETs and workers a chance to see the value in you and your life experience and to give you more employment opportunities. On housing, we are on track to launch 100,000 new flats between 2021 and 2025, as we had promised. This is no mean feat, considering that our construction schedule was set back several years by COVID. And we will build more than 50,000 new flats in the next 3 years. The new HDB classification framework will help keep BTOs affordable and accessible in all areas of Singapore. And we are also working on more options for singles. These are just some of the things that we want to do for Singaporeans and for Singapore. The full plans are laid out in our manifesto. And contrary to what some claim, our manifesto is not short on specifics or substance. Our manifesto says all that it needs to say. It sets out the outcomes that we want to achieve. And this is enough. Because Singaporeans know that if the PAP promises something, we will do it. Thank you. This is proven by our track record. At the end of the manifesto, you will see a section. It's called Promises Made and Promises Kept. And you will see that what we said that we would do in 2020, we have done, and in some cases, even more. And for the others, we are in the process of doing them. At the end of the day, who can you rely on to tackle all of the issues that are facing us and to bring Singapore forward? It is the PAP. We are committed to you and to Singapore. But we cannot do this without your mandate. We cannot do this without your vote. So we ask, give us your vote. Vote PAP so that we can secure a brighter future for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Indrani Raja. Indeed, promises made, promises kept. Now, next speaker, emerging from a challenging childhood, he's now championing change. Our next speaker is paying it forward for families in Jurong East, Bukit Batok. Let's welcome David Ho, our man on a mission.
Good afternoon, friends and Singaporeans and Singapore. My name is David Ho. If we remember many years ago when we were students, our teacher once asked us, what do we want to be when we grow older? And we drew something. I wanted to be a chicken rice store uncle when I grow older. Why, you ask? Well, when I was growing up, I brought my blind mom to different hawker centers and coffee shops to sell tissue papers. I saw that chicken rice store uncle selling one plate of chicken rice for $2.50. And I also saw a frozen chicken that cost about $4. And I thought to myself, that was the way that we could break out of poverty. Along the way, in secondary school, I had the opportunity to teach my friend how to do math. And my friends continued to ask. And that was where I realized I enjoyed teaching. And I said, I want to be a teacher when I grow older. Point here is this. Our aspiration is a function of our experiences. As I was growing older, and also as I was a teacher, I saw this time and time again. When I had to teach students, they had a little bit more difficult background. A lot of them would say, "Cher, when I grow older, I want to be a soccer player. I want to be a basketball player." And that really is because we had access to basketball courts and soccer courts around our school. When I taught at the JC, I still remember my students telling me this, "Mr. David, when I grow older, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a doctor, I want to read PPE." And I asked, why? They said, "Mr. David, I know someone who's a lawyer, I know someone who's a doctor, I know someone who read PPE. And my point is this, as much as I say that our aspiration is a function of our experiences is a function of our access to opportunities. And this is why I stand before you today, because I care about creating access to opportunities. And let me not kid you. Our system is not perfect, but I tell you, it is good enough. It is good enough because it can catch everyone and most people, but there are some that will still fall through the cracks, like myself. instead of sitting down and complaining and say the government should do more of this, we should do that, we should do this, do that, I told myself, David, can I roll up my sleeves and do something? So for the last 15 years of my life, I've created many social empowerment programs. One of these is known as I'm Talented. What I really wanted to do was to create opportunities for students to discover their interests in non-academic pathways, to let them try things like songwriting, fashion design, photography, you name it, and the list goes on. Because at the core, when I was growing up, our education system did well to provide fundamentals. But of course, we could do more in helping our students to discover their interests in non-academic pathways. And that's why I did that. A few years ago, I also worked with Mayor Denise Kwa to start this thing called Dots Academy at Central to help our youth to figure out what does it look like a day in the life of someone. It's about opportunities. I care about creating access to opportunities for all. As I look back on my life, I know full well that not many have access, and I want to continue to create this access for many others. I also want to say at this point that at the heart of it, my vision for Singapore is that we'll continue to be a place where people can always have access. In the last few months and even the years leading before this, we always hear this, that we should have our own definition of success. But truth about definition of success is this: you can only define your success if you know what are your areas of interest, if you know what are things you are interested about. And I hope in the next chapter as we write for Singapore, we will continue to create more access to opportunities so that regardless of any point and starting point in our life, you will always be able to discover, you will always be able to articulate to say that these are things I care about and these are things that I want to grow and keep developing. Lastly, I also just want to be upfront to everyone and say, as I was doing this, a lot of people have commented, David, are you sure you're the right person to do this? You're no different. You don't look like any one of them. You still make grammar errors. You can't speak effectively you can't be effective as you speak bilingually. And my answer to them is this: for whatever I lack, I will compensate with hard work. I will run faster, I will listen longer, I will write longer, I will ask for help. Why? Because at the end of the day, it is about caring for every single resident. I might not be there, but I will strive my best, and I know the team will always strive our best because we care for our residents. And my hope is this, that as the nation, as we continue to move forward, we will always be anchored on purpose. Purpose to care, purpose to like, to love every single resident in Singapore, and we want them to do well and succeed in life. And that is my why and my hope. And I know full well that this new team, it's anchored on purpose, it's anchored on creating opportunities for all, it's anchored on helping every single one to define their own definition of success. So I ask of all of you to vote for PAP so that we will continue to care for every single resident because you matter to every single one of us. Thank you.
Thank you, David, for chasing aspirations and reassuring us of your commitment. Now, just a caution of advisory. The Central Plaza is already overcrowding, and we thank you for your overwhelming support. There is still much room on to your right. So if I may advise you to move towards your right, there is still a lot of space there. Our next speaker is no stranger to the Malay Muslim community. He's a passionate psychiatrist advocating mental health and is committed to lifting lives and leading change for the Malay Muslim community. He is none other than Dr. Syed Harun Abashi.
Fellow Singaporeans and friends, in the past 5 years, the world has only seen greater turbulence, disruption, tension, and polarity. We now see but a shadow of COVID, and it's easy for us to forget how uncertain things were when storm clouds were before us and when we were in the eye of the storm. It was an uncertain time, it was precarious in its outlook, and we were not sure of the road ahead. We took it day by day, we huddled down and we put our best minds together, and we were with you and your families when things got challenging. The PAP was with you. We took the adversity in our stride. We canvassed all our resources and harnessed all our strength economically, socially, psychologically. We kept ourselves going. We kept our families close. We kept our society tight. The PAP, my friends, was with you. Today, we have bounced back, still with some of the scars of COVID, but we have learned great lessons as a society and come with a renewed sense of purpose in how our Singapore society should and could be tomorrow. We are redefining how success could look like for ourselves and our families, and giving hope and opportunity for each and every one of us. We are nurturing aspirations of our youth and harnessing their ideas for the Singapore of tomorrow. And we are doubling down our efforts for the vulnerable in our midst, as mentioned by Comrade David Ho earlier, to ensure that no one is left behind. Challenging as it may be tomorrow, you can be sure that the PAP is with you. The PAP was with you yesterday in this great historical site of the Fullerton Rally in 1959, when things were uncertain. The PAP was with you yesterday through independence, when things were precarious and delicate, through nation building, when racial, religious, and communal tensions were high. The PAP was with you through the moments of crises, when SARS and COVID were upon us. The PAP, my friends, are also with you today to do what is right by Singapore and for Singaporeans, to be fiercely competitive for Singapore's needs in a challenging world, to be compassionate with our policies and standing shoulder to shoulder with each and every Singaporean to make our homes and lives better, to put Singapore first in all that we do. You can be sure that the PAP will continue to be with you tomorrow, in any time of crisis, in any time of challenge, in any time of uncertainty. Fellow Singaporeans, the PAP is with you. Allow me some words in Malay. Dunia ini makin berkisar, bergelora dan penuh dengan ketidakpastian. Ombak dugaan dunia datang bertalu-talu, semakin mengganas setiap kali. Dalam 5 tahun yang telah kita lalui, dunia hanya menyaksikan semakin banyak pergolakan, semakin banyak gangguan, ketegangan dan perpecah belahan. Dalam setiap detik yang sukar, yang kucar-kacir, yang getir ini, tahuilah, saya tetap bersama anda, kami tetap bersama anda, PAP tetap bersama anda. Sama ada menanggung kos sara hidup, sama ada mengharungi krisis ekonomi, mencapai impian dan matlamat memiliki rumah, mendaki tangga pendidikan, mengejar impian anda dan kejayaan yang bersama, dan membina kehidupan yang berharmoni, yakinlah, PAP tetap bersama anda. Kami berpegang teguh kepada membina sebuah masyarakat yang adil, yang saksama, yang progresif, yang penuh dengan harapan, di mana setiap lapisan rakyat dapat menikmati hasil kemajuan bersama, di mana terdapat komitmen kita untuk memperkasa kesejahteraan dan keinginan harapan rakyat, dan di mana keamanan, kemajuan, kemakmuran berkekalan di Singapura. Dalam setiap liku cabaran, kami tetap teguh berdiri di sisi anda, di sisi anak-anak anda, di sisi cucu anda dan juga keluarga anda, dengan penuh keikhlasan, dengan penuh ketulusan dan juga kebenaran hati. Kami ingin berganding bahu bersama anda mengorak langkah menuju ke hari esok yang lebih bersinar untuk kita bersama. Ketika cabaran melanda, ketika krisis berputik, ketika waktu penuh ketidakpastian dan ketika arah tujuan tidak menentu, tahuilah PAP bersama anda. Kita terus melangkah ke hadapan, kita eratkan kekeluargaan, kita kukuhkan masyarakat demi anak-anak dan cucu-cucu kita, demi generasi seterusnya, demi Singapura yang tercinta. Tahuilah PAP bersama anda. Dalam setiap cabaran, dalam setiap harapan, berat sama dipikul, ringan sama dijinjing. PAP tetap bersama anda. Dunia ini berkisar, barisan yang segar, azam berkorbar demi masa hadapan yang lebih cerah untuk anda. Majulah PAP, majulah Singapura.
Thank you Dr. Syed Harun Al-Habshi. PAP bersama. The PAP is with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we just have one more announcement before the next speaker. We need you to come in a little bit closer. We need you to come in, compact a little bit. We need to make space for more people who want to come and listen to the rally. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Our next speaker, she's a bold and balanced voice for businesses, working parents, and bright young minds in Sengkang. More recently, she broke the internet speaking in Tamil. Let's put our hands together for Miss Bernadette Giam, who will be speaking in Mandarin today.
My fellow Singaporeans, thank you for taking the time to be here today. My name is Bernadette Giam, and I stand before you not just as a candidate of the People's Action Party, but as a daughter, a mother of two young children, and most importantly, a fellow Singaporean who cares deeply about our shared future. And like you, I believe that Singapore's best days are still ahead of us if we make the our families' finances. In this election, some have suggested sweeping proposals. Opposition parties called targeted support that helps those who need it the most bend aids. I like for families this year alone. We lowered childcare fee caps again, dropping them to as low as $640 a month. We launched a new shared parental leave scheme that offers parents 10 weeks of paid parental leave. And we also supported fathers with 4 weeks of mandatory paid paternity leave. Are these band-aids? Far from it. The PAP stitches what is broken, strengthens what is weak, and builds a future where our scars can become the strongest armor. What we are doing is steady, lasting, and real. And as a mother, I will never gamble on Singapore's future, because it is our children's future. I will fight for families like yours and mine with real, sustainable solutions. Now to our young people, I see some of you out here in the crowd. I see your hopes, I hear your anxieties. You want good jobs, homes to call your own. You want the freedom to dream bigger dreams. Some voices tell you, close our doors, protect our jobs, levy on more and more costs on the very businesses that provide you your jobs. But they do not tell you the risks. What happens to your jobs when businesses are unable to sustain these costs? Are these proposals not then band-aid solutions? I want to inspire you and remind you that Singapore was never built on fear. Singapore was built by courage, by openness, and forging ahead in solidarity. That's why we invest in you, our young people of Singapore, through expanding BTO supply, keeping home ownership within reach, through growing new frontiers, green energy, AI, advanced manufacturing. We are not just growing today's economy. We are building tomorrow's Singapore with you and for you. And to our seniors, you are the roots that anchor this nation. Because of your sacrifices, we enjoy the shade of prosperity today. We are committed to ensure no senior is forgotten. Together, let's keep Singapore strong, resilient, and united. Now let me say a few words in Mandarin. 各位同胞, 站在这个高楼林立的新加坡河畔，我们非常感恩。新加坡的现在是过去所有国人齐心努力的成果。新加坡的未来，我们现在一起来开创。在这里，没有一个人会被忽略，没有一个家庭会被遗忘。不管您碰到什么困难，我们用心聆听。 共同寻求解决方案。为了我们的孩子，为了新加坡光明的未来，投行动党一票，让我们一起打造一个温馨、坚韧、公正的家园，一个我们的孩子都会感到自豪的新加坡。This election is about our future, a future where families are strong, young people have hope, and seniors are honored. Support us. Support the PAP. Majulah Singapura.
Thank you, Bernadette, for sharing your dreams for our future generation. Next up, we have a tireless trade unionist and a trusted activist championing the cause of freelancers and self-employed workers. Let's welcome Mr. Jagat Thishwaran Raju.
Good afternoon, dear Singaporeans. I stand before you today not just as a new face in GE 2025, but as someone who has spent years working alongside those who needed a helping hand. I am a caregiver. It is what shaped me. It is who I am. When you care for someone, when you sit with them through their struggles, their hopes and their fears, you learn something very important, that no one can walk this life alone. We all need someone to believe in us, to stand by us, and to remind us that we matter. It is with that spirit, the spirit of care and service, that I decided to step forward and join politics. Our workers, especially our PMETs, our professionals, managers, executives, and technicians, are the backbone of Singapore. Your skills, your hard work, your sacrifices have made our economy strong and kept our country competitive. We are here today because of you. But the world is changing quickly. Technology, global competition, and new ways of doing business makes it harder for many workers. I have heard your voices about keeping your jobs, about learning new skills, and about securing your future. Do not worry. We are with you, for you, in every step. Let me share an example. As the NTUC Industrial Relations Officer with Khoo Teck Puat Hospital, I have worked closely with the management to redesign the jobs of our porters, keeping them employed, but most importantly, providing them with the necessary training to upskill and keep relevant in the evolving healthcare landscape. And there are many more examples of how our NTUC officers have worked towards helping every worker succeed. I want you to know, every worker matters. That is why I am here, to fight for you, to stand with you, to make sure no Singaporean worker is left behind. We must continue to protect every worker. We must help every worker learn new skills and find good jobs. We must make sure no one feels left out or forgotten, because you are important. In my 13 years of work with NTUC, I have helped many workers with their workplace issues, and I've also championed their concerns and strengthening the protection of our freelancers and the self-employed. I fought for their welfare. I have seen how important it is to work closely with our companies and our businesses. When our companies do well, our workers do well too. The PAP government has always worked closely with NTUC to improve the lives of Singaporeans. Together, we have made workplaces fairer, safer, and better for all. And together, we will continue to do even more to make sure that every Singaporean can look to the future with confidence. My promise to you is simple. I will listen, I will serve, and I will never stop fighting for you. Politics must be about people, not power. It must be about lifting each other, not leaving anyone behind. So to every worker out there, to every caregiver, and to every Singaporean dreaming of a better future, the PAP is there for you. Let us walk this journey together with heart, courage, and hope. And when you cast your vote, remember the PAP has a strong track record of helping every worker in good and bad times. We have done it before, and with your support, we will do it again. Vote for PAP, vote for a strong, caring, and united Singapore. Thank you, and let me say a few words in my mother tongue, Tamil. Yen saga kuri irpalargale anevarukkum vanakkam. Naan makkal seyal katchiyin alginate kuli thogudi vetpalar. Naan oru paramarippalar, pirarai paramarippadu yen vaalkaiyai vadimamittathu. Naan arasiyalukku vandathu makkalukku sevai seiyavum, velaikku selvor anivarium aadharikkavum. Nammadu nibunargal, melalargal, nirvaagigal matrum tholinutpa nibunargal nammadu poruladharathin valuvana thoongal. Aanal ulagam vegamaga maarugirathu. ஊழியர்கள் பல சவால்களை சந்திக்கிறார்கள். ஒவ்வொரு ஊழியரும் முக்கியமானவர். உங்கள் உரிமைக்காக நான் நின்று போராடுவேன். உங்கள் எதிர்காலத்துக்காக உங்களை தயார் செய்வேன். நான் தேசிய தொழிற்சங்க காங்கிரஸில் வேலை செய்யும் பொழுது பல ஊழியர்களுக்கு உதவி செய்திருக்கிறேன். அவரை நலனுக்காக பாடுபட்டிருக்கிறேன். மக்கள் செயல் கட்சியின் அரசாங்கம் தொழிற்சங்க காங்கிரசுடன் இணைந்து ஊழியர்களின் வாழ்க்கையை மேம்படுத்தி வந்துள்ளோம். இந்த வேலையை நாங்கள் தொடருவோம். ஒரு வலிமையான, பரிவான, ஒற்றுமை கொண்ட சிங்கப்பூருக்காக மக்கள் செயல் கட்சிக்கு வாக்களியுங்கள். நன்றி. தேங்க்யூ வெரி மச். மஜுலா சிங்கப்பூர்.
தேங்க்யூ மிஸ்டர் ஜேகர். You know, the next speaker as a decisive and determined leader who delivers under pressure proven during the pandemic. And you know it's going to be a great day in Fullerton. Give it up for Mr. David Neo.
It's a great day to be at Fullerton. Good afternoon, friends and fellow Singaporeans. This election is shaping up to be a tough fight. Every vote counts, and the choice you make will shape the Singapore's future. When you vote, you are not just choosing an MP to raise issues in Parliament. You are choosing the team you want to govern Singapore and get things done. I choose to run because I have the conviction to serve you, to work for you, and to get things done. The only way I know how to work is to roll up my sleeves, work with you, and work with you to get things done. And I choose the PAP because this is the party that believes in building a fair and just society where the benefits of progress are spread widely to all. I chose the PAP because this is the party that holds on to the values of honesty, meritocracy, multiracialism, and self-reliance. I chose the PAP because this is the party that puts Singaporeans first. When we were in the deepest, darkest hour in COVID, when we had no idea how severe this disease was, when countries were closing their doors to their own citizens, this PAP government made sure every Singaporean could come back to Singapore, whether they had COVID or not. And this was something that was not even debated within the multi-ministry task force led by PM Lawrence Wong. It was a given. All Singaporeans will come home, COVID or no COVID, and we got it done. This is a party that puts Singaporeans first with action. The opposition parties highlight issues and they propose alternatives. But can they get it done? The fact is, they rely on the PAP to deal with the changed world. And when the PAP done, they say it's because they talk. I go to bed and every morning when I wake up, the sun rises. But I never make the mistake of thinking that the sun rises because I woke up. Singapore doesn't need people who only questions or give ideas. We need people who take action. We don't need more people to talk. We need more people to get things done. We have a maturing electorate that is more discerning, that is ready for details and debate on policies. And the onus is on this new generation of PAP candidates, my fellow candidates of 2025, this refreshed team to take on the challenge, debate the issues, and put Singaporeans at the center of all that we do. As the ruling party for the last 60 years, Singaporeans will hold the PAP to a higher standard. This fresh team is ready, and we will rise to meet these standards and challenges with a new resolve and the challenge of a changed world. But Singaporeans will also no longer give a free pass to the opposition. Singapore expects our leaders and MPs to get things done. Many Many older generations that I spoke to, older residents, thank the many generations of Tampines MPs for the hard work that the PAP has done there since 1988 and what the PAP government has done for Singapore since independence. They tell me they know this because they can see what is all around them in Tampines, in this CBD. And they express grave concern that our young voters will be swayed by sweet talk and empty promises and vote away their future. But I disagree. In my previous roles as Deputy Secretary Technology, as Army Chief, I dedicated a large amount of time to engage our young people. And I know that you, our young people, are discerning, thoughtful, and you care deeply about Singapore's future. You judge, you think, you discern. You know the difference between noise and action. You know the difference between words and real progress. You know that leadership is about making tough decisions, standing firm and delivering results. Not just talking when it's easy, but acting when it's hard. Young voters today are not looking for fairy tales. You are looking for leadership that secures real opportunities, jobs, homes, education, healthcare, and a future where you can build dreams with confidence. You know that the future of Singapore doesn't depend on who shouts the loudest, but on who rolls up their sleeves and get things done. So to our young people, you are not just the leaders of tomorrow, you are the decision makers of today. You see clearly, you know what is real, and I believe you will choose the path of action, of integrity, for a stronger Singapore. And you will choose those who build, you will choose those who deliver, and you will choose the future that you want to see. And together, we will make it real. So vote for the party that takes action. Vote for the party that delivers. Vote for the party that gets things done. Vote for PAP. Majulah Singapura!
Thank you, Comrade David New. Next up, our next speaker is a compassionate communicator and uplifts the most vulnerable. Let's welcome Comrade Haslina Abdul Halim.
Hello, I'm Has, your candidate for the East Coast GRC. I appreciate you for showing up because you care. I applaud you for caring about Singapore because she is ours to protect. I celebrate you for being here because you matter. A lot is said about our generation, but let us be the one to define ourselves. We are a generation of multiple hyphenates, multiple identities, multiple passions, multiple aspirations. No cap. It's not that we bruise easily, but we feel strongly. It's not that we're too idealistic. We set high bars because we saw our parents succeed. It's not that we're not resilient. We experience new lows because we dare to be vulnerable. Previously, I was a journalist. I valued facts, but not without context. I valued facts, but understood feelings matter. I valued facts, but it means nothing if it's not understood. Later, I became a CEO, one out of 13.1% female CEOs in Singapore. Women leaders are here to stay. Young leaders are here to stay. As Chief Fairy Godmother of Make-A-Wish Singapore, I saw firsthand how having a wish come true brings hope, strength, and joy to families in difficult situations. Hope let us live very meaningful lives. As president of the board of PPIS, a large social service agency dedicated to uplifting women, children and families, my team and I stewarded the organization through COVID-19. We dedicated our time to lift up vulnerable communities. And as a Singaporean, I'm stepping forward because I want to build a Singapore that is kind to one another, that believes in one another, that steps forward for each other. Now, Comrade Harun earlier said it was about 66 years ago when the first Fullerton Rally was held. Back then, our GDP was slightly under 2 million. Fast forward to today, we've crossed $500 billion. From mudflat to metropolis, look all around you. As a young child, I remembered my dad will send my mother to Anson Road, where she worked when she's not at the shipyard. He was so proud of his wife, a young mother then, a minority woman working in the CBD. My late dad would say, "This would be your office one day, Hazlina." It took 40 years, but he was right. What can I say? Fathers know best. So shout out to my colleagues at 1 George Street for coming by to support us. Shout out to all the people working hard here in the CBD. Let's give it up for you guys. The pioneer generation built this mighty red dot. We must honor their sacrifices and dream big and live better lives. But make no mistake, it will not be easy. Challenges are coming our way. I see you. It's competitive here on the mighty red dot, but we must press on. Just like you, I want a Singapore where everyone has opportunities and there is pride and recognition in every job. Much like you, I want a safe workplace. Safeguards for fair employment must be strengthened. We need to stamp out discrimination. And a lot like you, I want to see Singaporean corporate leaders being nurtured to leaders. The PAP will support our talents to achieve aspirations at home, at work, and in the community. I want to recognize everyone here for all your hard work here in the heart of the CBD and your hard work at home. Facts. Every hardworking Singaporean deserves the chance to move up, build a better life, and glow up. The PAP stands with you. And now, our national language, and very proudly, my mother tongue. Saudara, lihat saja di sekeliling anda betapa megahnya suasana. Sama seperti anda, saya inginkan Singapura di mana kita berpeluang menggapai cita-cita dan di mana penat lelah kita dihargai. Seperti anda, saya inginkan pejabat yang memastikan kesaksamaan berlaku adil dan selamat untuk semua. Seperti anda, saya ingin melihat lebih ramai warga Singapura menerajui jawatan kepimpinan. PAP akan menyokong tenaga kerja untuk mencapai aspirasi dan kesejahteraan masyarakat kita harus diutamakan. Jangan sesekali kita putus asa. Biar putih tulang, jangan putih mata. Singapura milik kita, masa depan kita, tanggungjawab bersama. Saya Hazlina Abdul Halim memohon sokongan anda menabur bakti buat anda dan anak-anak anda. Undilah PAP. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, the world as we know it, as all my comrades have said, is no longer the same. In a changed and uncertain global environment, Singapore must build a resilient, confident and caring nation. To my besties who are focusing on your career, you do you. To my besties hoping to raise families, 加油! Success must look like what we see in the mirror. On May 3, I ask for your trust. Vote PAP for a future where progress is made together, heart to heart, hand in hand. One people, one nation, one Singapore. Majula Singapura!
Thank you, Ha. Thank you for coming here. I'm Go Han Yen. I'm a mother of three and a former public servant. Now, above all, I'm someone with a deep desire
to see Singapore succeed. Over the last few weeks, many have asked, Hanyan, why are you stepping forward to serve when you have three young children at home? Now, my answer is simple. It's precisely because of them. I want to build a better Singapore for my children and for our children. How do we collectively create this better Singapore? Now that's the question that confronts us today. Over the next few minutes, I'll share about my vision about this better Singapore that I see. One that's defined by kindness, hope, and strength. Now first, we must be a society that is built on kindness. The demands on all of us are increasing. We worry about cost of living. We worry about our jobs. We worry whether we are the best parent, child, and spouse that we can be. To those of you out there who are juggling multiple responsibilities in life, I want to let you know that we see you, we feel you, and we are here with you. No one should be going on this journey alone. Families and caregivers must be given support, and the PAP recognizes this. Over the years, we have been increasing grants, shared parental leave, and increasing adoption of flexible work arrangements in companies. And we will do more. Because you know what? When we feel secure, we can then focus on the future. Second, we must be a society with hope. And now, what is hope? Hope is the belief that our children will live a better life. A future where our children have better opportunities. A future where our young people can chase their dreams. And as a nation, how then do we get hope right? We have to create good jobs for all Singaporeans, jobs that our students and our young people are excited to fill, jobs that tap on the wisdom and experience of our older workers here. In a generation, we drastically transformed our economy from manufacturing mosquito coils and textiles to semiconductors and pharmaceuticals. We will continue to fight for Singapore on the global stage, because if we get hope right, tomorrow will be better than today. And finally, we need to be a nation with strength. Strength in the face of domestic challenges, strength in the face of international threats. When I was at the Economic Development Board, I was based in our office in Washington, D.C. When I was there, I was tasked to engage U.S. companies and get them to invest in Singapore, create good jobs for Singaporeans. I was often rejected and at times ignored. It was a stark reminder that as a small nation, no one owes us a living. If we want a better future, we have to create it ourselves. It will not be easy. It will require composure to navigate uncertainty. It will require clarity to differentiate between meaningful dreams and empty promises. But, you know, I believe we have what it takes. We are an unlikely nation, born from struggle, strengthened by resilience, shaped by mutual care and respect. Our parents' generation saw Singapore go from third world to first. My generation saw rapid progress. Now, what comes next? On May 3rd, we get to decide. I believe the People's Action Party is the party to steer Singapore into the future. It is a party that has done right by Singapore. It is the party that has been steadfast through tough times. It is the party that has charted bold directions into the future. So let us rally together as one Singapore to get hope right and to create a better future for our families and our country. Please vote for the PAP on May 3rd. Thank you.
Thank you, Comrade Han Yen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time we have been waiting for. Our leader who has been speaking on his vision for a better Singapore with and for all of us. Please welcome Prime Minister Lawrence Wong.
Friends and fellow Singaporeans, good afternoon. We've reached the midpoint of this campaign, and it's a good time to remind ourselves this election is about your future, our future, not just for today, but for our children, our grandchildren. So I ask you to consider, who do you trust to steer Singapore through the coming storm? Who do you believe can secure a brighter future for you and your families? Say it louder one more time. And again. This year is SG 60. 60 years of independence. 60 years of a Singapore miracle we built together. And the PAP has walked this journey with you every step of the way, hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder. Through every crisis, through every hardship, through every triumph. This Singapore is your achievement. Now we stand at a new crossroads. The world has changed. Storm clouds are here. And you can feel it right here in the heart of our city. Businesses are pulling back. Every day you read the newspapers, you get more and more worried because the rules keep on changing. Markets are volatile. Investors are becoming more cautious. This is not a passing storm. The storm will be here for some time, because the world has changed. For how long, we don't know. But one thing is certain, this storm will test us. And if we are not careful, we could lose everything that we have worked so hard to build here in Singapore. Now look, I don't want to bring you bad news. Certainly not in an election campaign. It would be far easier to paint a rosy picture and give you just sweet promises. But you know this is not the PAP way. We have always been upfront and honest with you, because you deserve to know the truth. You deserve to know what's at stake. Yet throughout this campaign, have you heard any opposition party talk seriously about the challenges we face?
No!
Not a single one, because to them, this is the PAP's burden to carry. They want the PAP to form the government. They only want, as they say, more seats in parliament. More seats, but not more responsibility. Now, each party alone, the opposition party, each party alone may not have enough candidates to form the government. But there are multiple opposition parties. The WP and the PSP are already in parliament. They are focusing on the eastern and western parts of Singapore so that they can grow their presence. And all over our island, other opposition parties like the SDP, the NSP, PAR, RDU, they are all seeking to make breakthroughs, to have a seat in parliament. When you add them all up, the numbers are not small. And you start to wonder, what is the kind of politics we are going to have in Singapore? And that's why I said from the very beginning, this is a tough election, and it has proven to be so. And now if opposition parties break through in several constituencies, not just one, not just two, but a few, then even if the PAP were to be returned to govern, it would be with a severely weakened mandate. It's not just the loss of one minister. I could lose 3-4 ministers. The opposition says, don't worry, life continues. Really? Are you being serious? Losing 3-4 ministers will weaken the cabinet team, will weaken the government, will weaken Singapore. In the end, the choice lies with you. And I believe Singaporeans, young and old, all of you, are discerning and sophisticated voters. You know what's at stake. And I'll put this to you to consider. If you, in your heart of hearts, believe that the PAP is still the best party to take Singapore forward through these uncertain times, then support me and my team. Vote for the PAP! Let me give my best shot to serve you and secure a brighter future for you. Your vote matters in every constituency all across Singapore because I need a team. And this election is not just about forming today's government. It's also about building tomorrow's leadership. And let me explain. A year ago, I took on the responsibility of serving as your Prime Minister. It is a duty I take to heart, and I will do my best to serve you, your families, and our country. In this short time, I have thrown myself fully into this new role, listening to you, working with you, bringing Singaporeans together. But I don't do this alone. I do this with a team. And I've worked hard to renew the team. It's a key priority for me, for the PAP, but importantly, for you and for Singapore too. You know that in this election, several experienced members of my team have stepped down, have chosen to step down. Teo Chee Hian, Heng Swee Keat, Ng Eng Hen. I depended on them greatly. I valued their contributions. I wish they could stay on. But I also know that if I held them back, I would be doing Singapore a disservice. Because renewal must happen for Singapore's sake, for your sake. We need fresh perspectives and new energy to build a better Singapore. There are still good people in my team, like Gan Kim Yong, my deputy, my right-hand man. We were together on the COVID task force. Now, he's leading the Singapore Economic Resilience Task Force to take us through these turbulent times. He's been on so many task forces that I read on the internet some joke, he's the task force man. But I told him, if people want to call you that, then wear it with a badge of honor. You are Singapore's task force man. Because Gan Kim Yong is steady, he's reliable, he's trusted. When there is a challenge, he rolls up his sleeves and he gets things done. We saw that during COVID, and we will see that again during this economic challenge. Desmond Lee, Josephine Teo, Chee Hong Tat, Ng Chee Meng are all supporting Gan Kim Yong on this task force. They are all key members of the team, working together to steer Singapore through these very uncertain times. So it's a good team, but I must continue to strengthen the team for the next term and for our future. And that's what I've worked so hard to do. I've done my utmost to bring in new blood. This election, we've fielded the largest number of candidates in recent history. You heard from some of them just now. Give them another big round of applause, all our new candidates. I'm proud of every single one of them. They are capable, but importantly, they have a heart to serve you. And they come from diverse backgrounds. They represent the aspirations and hopes of all Singaporeans. They will be your voices, your advocates, your champions. Some amongst them will have the potential to take on larger responsibilities. And if elected, they will immediately strengthen my team. And over time, they will develop and grow, just as I did when I first entered politics in 2011. They will be your future leaders who can take Singapore forward. The Workers' Party says to compare its candidates with PAP candidates backbencher by backbencher, backbencher to backbencher. But that's not how elections work. I have experienced ministers contesting in the GRCs, including in hotly contested GRCs. Their loss, if it happens, will be immediately felt and they cannot be replaced. I have new candidates who will add to my team and will eventually grow to take on new leadership roles, like David Neo in Tampines, Dinesh Vasu in East Coast, Jeffrey Siao in Choa Chu Kang, just to name a few. So, friends and fellow Singaporeans, a vote for the opposition is not a free vote for more alternative voices in Parliament. It is a vote to weaken the PAP team, the team that is truly working for you. It will weaken me and my team, and it will do so at the time when I've just taken over. I'm trying to build up the team to serve you better. It will weaken us at the time when our country is facing real and serious challenges. So I say to all Singaporeans, please consider carefully. This is not a gamble. This is your family, your future, our Singapore. With your mandate, my team and I will take decisive steps to steer Singapore safely through the crisis and put us in a better, more secure position. Our key priority is to tackle cost of living concerns, and we started this work earlier. I had announced a comprehensive package in this year's budget. The measures all of you are familiar with will be rolled out in the coming months. The opposition says all these cost pressures, blame the government, blame the GST. But look, inflation here was largely imported. It's due to conflicts and wars overseas, due to global supply chains disruptions. And you can look around you, countries everywhere are experiencing this too. It's not a Singapore phenomenon. We've dealt with this imported inflation through sound monetary policies. And it's working, because inflation here has been coming down faster than in many other places. Raising the GST was not easy. It was a very difficult decision to make. We thought very hard about it. But we did it because we needed the revenues to take care of all our seniors, and the number of seniors are growing very quickly. At the same time, we took great care in the implementation of the GST increase, because the GST increase was accompanied by enhancements to permanent GST vouchers, which we give out to lower and middle income households. Because of these vouchers, lower and middle income households pay less than the headline rate of 9% GST. Who pays the full rate? Three groups:
foreigners, tourists, and higher income families. The opposition wants them, these three groups, to pay a lower rate. But you? I wouldn't. I think it's fair and right for them to pay the full rate. But for lower and middle income Singaporeans, we protect you, we shield you, we give you permanent GST vouchers in cash, and that means you pay an effectively lower GST rate. That's how our GST system works. And by doing this, overall, we ensure a fair and progressive system. It is effective. It is sound. We explained all this in Parliament because these issues came up. We debated, we presented the data and the facts, and the opposition had no counter to this in Parliament. But then when elections come, they conveniently choose to ignore all this. Why? Because politically they know it's to their advantage. To make this an issue, to stir up unhappiness, just to maximize their votes. Think about it. What if we had delayed the GST increase? What if we had taken the easy way out? Today, our public finances would be weaker. We would have a funding gap. That means insufficient resources to take care of all our seniors. That means insufficient resources to support you even as we enter into this economic storm. You know, I've said that the support package in the budget is not a one-off thing, that we will continue the help for as long as it is needed, that if conditions worsen, we will be even prepared to do more, and we have drawer plans ready to be activated. Why is it that I can give you this assurance now? It's only because we made the tough and responsible decisions earlier to ensure that we have sound public finances. And that's why today we can confront the challenges ahead with confidence. We have the resources to support you. We have the resources to steer Singapore safely through this crisis. There is one other point I will make on cost of living pressures. For many businesses, all of you running businesses, you will know, a key cost driver is local wages. You look at all the opposition manifestos, or certainly most of them, many propose a minimum wage across the board by law. Now, we want to uplift lower wage workers, don't get me wrong. The PAP wants to do it. We have put in place good systems to do so. We have workfare, additional income for lower wage workers to boost their incomes. We have progressive wage models, sector by sector, which we have implemented, which are showing results. They have been working well. But the opposition party says this is insufficient. They want a minimum wage across the board by law. One proposal says set the minimum wage at $2,250 a month. It sounds good on paper. I would like to lift wages up too. But you know what will happen if we implement this by law? Companies will have to pay more for their workers. Their costs will go up. How do they recover the cost? They can only recover it by raising prices on the goods and services they sell to Singaporeans. How does this solve cost of living pressures? It will only make things worse. In fact, the companies will not only raise prices, they may even cut back on hiring lower wage workers because lower wage workers are now more expensive, and that can mean fewer jobs, more unemployment amongst those who are least able to cope with this. These are things the opposition will never acknowledge, of course. Their manifestos have many details, a long wish list. But are they feasible? Are they viable? Are they sustainable? Will there be negative outcomes? Please think about it. For all of you working here in the business and financial district of Singapore, you know, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. There is no such thing as a free lunch. Friends, the PAP won't just respond defensively in a crisis, because in every crisis, there will also be opportunities. And time and again, each time we encountered a crisis, we have bounced back stronger, and we will see how we can do it again this time. Not easy, because this time it's not just a cyclical downturn. As I said, the world has changed. It's a fundamental change in the global order. So it will be harder for us to bounce back. But we will do so. We will be agile, we will be nimble, and we will look out for new opportunities. That's what my team and I have been doing, even in the midst of running around in this election campaign. We've taken time off to engage our counterparts, because we never stop working for you and for Singapore. In the last few days and weeks, I've had good discussions with leaders around the world, building partnerships, securing opportunities, positioning Singapore for this changed world. Gan Kim Yong has been doing so too. He had a virtual meeting recently with the US Commerce Secretary. They had a good discussion. They agreed to explore creative solutions on trade between our two countries. Now, Gan Kim Yong is shouldering a heavy responsibility. He's our lead person negotiating with America on tariffs and trade matters. I say, let's give him our full support so that he can secure better outcomes for all of us. After the election, assuming the PAP returns to government, I will have many countries to visit. I know that the conduct of foreign policy in this changed world will be more challenging. The big countries of the world understand this. This is a world which is becoming more like might is right, as opposed to a rules-based world. Power talks. The big countries all know this, and they will not hesitate to use coercion or force to get their way. And that's why small states like Singapore will have to work even harder. When I meet my counterparts, you know what they will do. They will size me up. When my colleagues meet their counterparts, they will do the same. They will assess what the GE results mean to all of us. What does it mean for our political strength? And they will certainly look to press every single advantage they have against us. If the PAP has a weakened mandate, assuming return to power, but with a weakened mandate, you can be sure there will be people tempted to push us around. It will be harder for us to advance Singapore's interests. But with a clear mandate from you, my team and I can speak up for Singapore confidently. And we will do our utmost to ensure this little red dot continues to shine brightly even in a troubled world. Now, if America persists in its high tariffs, we have to be prepared. We have to be mentally prepared. Multinational enterprises here, particularly the American ones that manufacture to export goods all the way to America, they may say, look, it doesn't make sense to continue in Singapore. Tariffs are too high. Let's go back to America, produce in America for America, which is what this policy is about. America wants to bring back their companies, produce in America for America. If this happens, there will be a significant impact on our economy, and we have to be mentally prepared and brace ourselves. We have to adjust, and we can. We have done it before, we can do it again. One bright spot, one hope for optimism, is that the Asian story continues. Asia continues to be the growth center in this world. It's a large, it's a growing market with a rising middle class. And many companies will want to reconfigure their supply chains, and they will want to look for a trusted base to invest in Asia for Asia. And Singapore can position ourselves to benefit from these opportunities. But to do so, we must keep our business and political environment stable. We must continue to stay open and competitive. Then we can bring in a good pipeline of investments, and we can continue to create better jobs, better opportunities for all Singaporeans. Now, all this will require a major restructuring of the economy, which we will have to carefully manage. And that's why, again, we need experienced hands, we need capable people to help steer us through. I know the new jobs will be different from the ones that we have today. And so we will also invest significantly in Singaporeans to help you reskill, upskill, to help you prepare yourselves well for these new opportunities. For new graduates, I say, do not fear. We will be there all the way for you. We will step up career counseling, career sessions, job matching programs in our institutes of higher learning. We will help you secure apprenticeships and traineeships. We will help you find jobs. For those who are already in the workforce, I say to you, we will give you a fresh and substantial injection of skills. This will help you stay competitive and relevant. We have already invested significantly in Skills Future, and we will continue to improve this system of lifelong learning so that it's easier for you to get trained, to reskill, to upskill, to find courses that are suited for you, and to secure better jobs for yourselves. And for people who lose their jobs, it's tough, but I tell you, we will be there to catch you and help you bounce back stronger. In fact, just a few weeks ago, we launched a new scheme. It's called the Job Seeker Support Scheme. It's our version of unemployment insurance, but it's better, because we will provide you with temporary assistance for up to 6 months. But it's not just about the payouts. We are also going to walk alongside you, support you, provide you with career counseling, coaching, and job training. This scheme has just started. It's just as well we've done this now, because as we encounter more storms, more uncertainty, if there are more retrenchments, there will be a safety net to help you and support you. And we will learn from this experience as we roll out the scheme. We will continue to fine-tune it, improve it, and make sure that every Singaporean is well taken care of. These are the plans we will deliver for you in the coming term. When we promise, the PAP will deliver. Beyond these uncertainties, I also want to work with all of you to shape and to build the Singapore we want for the future. I know many Singaporeans, even our fiercest critics, even those in the opposition, will acknowledge that what we have here in Singapore is not bad. If you compare 60 years ago and now, living standards have gone up across the board. We have succeeded beyond our wildest dreams. But I know many people also say life feels like a pressure cooker. Your concern about the intense competition and stresses faced by your children. You worry that your children may not flourish and thrive in such an environment. I hear you. I understand these concerns. It's a big challenge, and there are no easy answers. We are a little red dot. We have to work hard, we have to stay competitive, and we have to move forward. No one owes us a living. We have to secure a better living by ourselves. But if we push too hard, we end up overworked, overstressed, and everyone is unhappy. That's not a good outcome. So we must find a better balance. A better balance where we work hard to secure our living, but we also have space. Space to breathe, space to dream, and space to live our lives to the fullest. I believe we can make this happen. That's the new Singapore dream we must create together. And that's why over the past year I've been busy making changes. You've seen them, we've announced them, we've been reforming education. No more streaming. We have changed PSLE scoring. We have revamped the GEP, the Gifted Education Program. We have enhanced parental leave, now up to 30 weeks or 7.5 months for parents to spend time with their newborns. We are giving a bigger boost for mental health, and we are investing more in our caregivers, the unsung heroes in all our families, taking care of our seniors and vulnerable groups. It has only been 1 year. I've just started. There is still much more we can do together. And importantly, all these things didn't happen because of more opposition voices. These are the results of a PAP that listens, that learns, and acts for you. These are the results of a PAP that will always put you at the center of everything we do. Friends and fellow Singaporeans, in our last term, we overcame COVID together. You've seen me and my team in action. We've walked that journey with you through the darkest moments of our lives. You trusted me, Kim Yong, and our team at that time. We saved jobs, we saved lives, and we brought Singapore together. I still remember going to Changi Airport at that time. It was like a ghost town. It was scary. Nothing in Changi Airport. Earlier this year, traffic in Changi Airport has already bounced back to pre-COVID levels. In 2 weeks' time, we are doing groundbreaking for Terminal 5. That is what the PAP will do for you, with you, and for Singapore. Together, we have overcome, and we will do so again. So, friends, fellow Singaporeans, now that we face a new storm, I ask you once again, trust the PAP one more time. Give me and my team the chance to do our best for you. Vote for the PAP. Vote for a brighter future for you, your families, and for Singapore. Majula Singapura! Majula PMB! Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone. Now, may I invite all comrades to move to the front of the rostrum and join us for our party cheer. Now, everyone, repeat after us. Majula Singapura!
Majula Singapura!
Majula PMB!
Majula PMB!
Majula Singapura!
Majula Singapura!
Majula PMB!
Majula
PMB! Majula Singapura! Majula Singapura!
Majula
PMB!
Majula PMB!
Thank you! Thank you for joining us today, and we have come to the end of our Fullerton Rally.